Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Major examinations, including the Sijil Pelajaran Malaysia (SPM), will not be postponed. According to the Ministry of Education, major examinations will remain scheduled to begin in February, but separate sessions will be arranged for candidates who test positive for COVID-19 or are under mandatory quarantine. Dr. Habiba Abdul Rahim, the Education Director General, said the affected candidates would be allowed to sit for the examinations only after they recover from the illness or have completed their quarantine period. The quarantine period is 14 days and the examinations are usually held longer than that. So, when they have recovered, the candidate can sit for the other papers which are ongoing and the ministry will arrange different sessions for the missed papers, she said in a virtual news conference on the 22nd of January 2021. Despite calls to postpone the examinations in view of the risk of COVID-19 infection among teachers and students, Habiba said that the MO will stick to this year's planned calendar but with stricter compliance of the Standard Operating Procedures (SOPs) and guidelines. If we look at reports, the transmission is among the community and no cluster has emerged from government schools or government-aided schools. This is because the ministry has a guideline and SOPs to be adhered to by the schools, and examination SOPs which must be complied with before, during and after the examinations, she added. According to her, the same SOPs and guidelines were used during the 2019 SPM repeat test last year and no candidates were infected with COVID-19. Habiba also said that the MO's decision was based on advice from the National Security Council and the Ministry of Health (MO). No lowering of standards. A different set of examination papers will be provided to ensure no question of leakage. Habiba also added that MO will ensure the papers are of the same standard. According to Bernama, when asked on calls to lower the marking grades as there are students who got left behind in their school lessons due to the implementation of the Movement Control Order (MCO), Habiba said the examination's existing standards must remain to avoid losing its recognition from Cambridge. The SPM, Sijil Pelajaran Malaysia, has been recognized by Cambridge as equivalent to the O level. If we make any changes, we will lose its recognition and we don't want the 2020 candidates to lose that in their certificates which might affect their opportunity to pursue their further studies or join the workforce, she explained. She also added that the same applies to Sijil Tinggi Persekolahan Malaysia (STPM), which is equivalent to the A level. A shorter period of marking and result processing. The ministry has planned a different approach for the marking and results process as the time frame is much shorter this time around compared to previous years, according to Habiba. That way, candidates still have sufficient time to apply for tertiary admission or to join the workforce, she stated. This year's SPM, STPM, Sijil Vocational Malaysia (SVM), Sijil Kemahiran Malaysia (SKM), Sijil Tinggi Agama Malaysia (STAM), and Diploma Vocational Malaysia (DVM) examinations, as well as last year's equivalent international examinations, are all scheduled to begin in February. Also read, PA Leader, there is no need for Thaipusam holiday. Source, Bernama Source, Utusan Malaysia. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.